237.
First Connection is Northeast Ohio. First Connection is Northeast Ohio.
Okay. Hey, we're back. Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest X. At Rogers Campground, beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, surrounded by maybe well over 1,000 people. I have not yet heard any official counts. I don't know, Mark, if you've encountered that information.
I haven't.
Okay, so at some point we
1,600 is what I heard projected.
Yeah, that seems like a reasonable projection. There's a lot of people here, and of course, people are still showing up today. It's probably too late for you to bother driving up here at this point, but there's always going to be another Pork Fest. This is a tremendously successful event. It is a real highlight of the community that we have here in New Hampshire, of what it's like to be around people that actually care about freedom. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com. Of course, it's put on by the Free State Project, which is your best chance at achieving liberty in our lifetime. So if you want to actually be more free, you got to do more than just want. You got to pick up your life and move to where other people who want the same thing are actually doing things in order to accomplish that. That's the purpose of the Free State Project. That's why I moved back in 2006. And that's why our next guest, Katie McCall, moved. I imagine it was a factor into why you moved from California fairly recently. When was it? Was it springtime? Katie, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me. I've only been here for about 2 months now. I left California the end of February.
A good time to move is in spring, especially if you're somebody coming from California or like Florida. That way you have a little bit of time to kind of get settled, buy some winter clothes, and prepare for what is to come, which will inevitably be exciting. Now, were you California native, Katie?
I was California native, and I'm a fourth generation native, so my whole family's been there forever.
So what? I want to go back to this story. I referenced it earlier when we were talking with your friend Gina about you and what had happened, because I know you ended up with a felony charge. I know it had to do with you helping somebody give birth. I don't know the details around it. Can you tell our listeners your story?
Yeah, super quick book report version. Okay. I back in 2007, I had been a student midwife for about 4 years at that point, and I was at a birth where I was left alone. My instructor midwife wasn't able to make it because there were two happening at the same time. And I was instructed to tell the mother who was birthing that she needed to go to the hospital for no other reason than the fact that I didn't have the correct paperwork behind my name.
You have to have those pieces of paper.
Right, absolutely.
Even though you've been through how many births at this point?
Oh, I think at that point it was about 350.
And, wow.
Yeah.
That's experience.
Yeah. So anyway, this woman looked at me, and she was a vegan yogi who was very invested in her birth experience, and said, well, that's a stupid reason to go to the hospital. I don't want to go unless there's something wrong with me or some medical reason to go. And basically said, we're going to do it on our own. And I was left with the moral dilemma of, do I stay or do I go? And if I leave and something bad happens, then I'm going to have to live forever with the choice that, you know, being there could have helped her. So I ultimately decided to stay. The baby developed a medical complication that I was able to help with, and mom and baby were healthy and fine. But an acupuncturist who was there to provide pain relief, who was licensed by the state, reported me to the state because she was concerned about her own neck, basically.
And this is really what licenses are, is they're little tattle receipts. I mean, you know, the state can take away, could very well have taken away this acupuncturist's license. Who knows what they would have done in this circumstance. And so you got a felony charge?
Yeah, so they gave me my license.
Healthy child.
Yes, healthy child, healthy mother. They gave me my license, and then they came and arrested me 6 months later.
Wow.
And they, you know, took me through prosecution. I didn't take any pleas. I was lucky to have pro bono counsel that was really, really good. And I went through a jury trial, and in the end was convicted of a felony of practicing medicine without a license.
That must be really tough coming from a jury. I mean, how were you defending yourself, you said, or you had
it? No, I had pro bono counsel. The problem was that while they decided that the birth itself was a Good Samaritan situation, they decided because I had taken notes that showed a blood pressure after the delivery that the blood pressure constituted the practice of medicine in the absence of an emergency. And And so that was the
taking
the
someone's blood pressure,
which in California law is the practice of medicine. So,
and this is really just a sort of a union racket. I mean, the idea that anybody who's listening to the sound of my voice couldn't take blood pressure, especially with a little bit of training. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not even talking about any invasive procedure at all.
You're not recommending drugs to somebody. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Did you go to jail for this?
I went to jail for one day when they originally arrested me, and then we posted bail, and the prosecution asked for 3 years prison.
Wow.
And the judge ordered me to do 3 years of probation, which was cut down to 16 months, and a $10,000 fine to my victim, who was the state.
Probation. So you were charged with a felony for taking someone's blood pressure.
Right.
I mean, and this is how wishy-washy and namby-pamby juries have become in this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, these were the same groups of people that during the time of chattel slavery would not convict people for hiding fugitive slaves. This is the kind of backbone jurors have, but now they're like, oh my goodness, California law says you're not allowed to take a blood pressure, and I guess she practiced medicine, so we're going to have to convict her. I mean, this, you can't divorce yourself from the consequences of your actions, and none of those people on the jury are divorced from the aggression that they brought against you.
Yeah, despite the fact that one of the jurors, as they were walking out of the room, mouthed, "I'm sorry."
Yeah. Oh, right. No.
Right, which is silly. Right. Yeah.
No spines.
Yeah.
That is what the public school system has brought us.
Right.
Wow. So, all right, Katie, this is just a horrible story. Mm-hmm. Are you the only one, or how often does this happen in California?
No, and as I was going through probation, obviously I had a lot of time to do a lot of reading and research, and I found out that in California, one midwife per year is arrested and prosecuted.
How many have actually been sent to prison?
That would be a good thing to look up. I don't know that offhand.
But probation is easy to violate. Now, how hardcore was this probation? I mean, were you checking in weekly? Were you P-testing?
I was
searches?
Yeah, I was not allowed to leave the county of Los Angeles, and I was subject to warrantless house and job searches. And
how many times did that happen in 16 months?
I had the cops came to my house 3 times that I remember.
And they literally went through your whole house?
Well, they looked around, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you, was it like one of those probations where if you had a beer in the fridge and that's like your boyfriend's beer, that you would VOP and then go to prison?
Yeah, if there was anything found in the house that was, you know, they considered part of, you know, my probation, you know, couldn't have list.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2.
And how old?
10 and 12.
So let's say the 12-year-old might have had a rolled up marijuana cigarette or something like that they'd gotten from a friend or whatever in their bedroom drawer, and the police had found that. That would be a VOP, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Even if you didn't know it was there, it's still VOP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I had roommates at the time because I was ordered to stop working because I had been working, and you know, so of course you got to bring people in and try to make ends meet. So
right, you'd been trained for 4 years to be a midwife.
Yeah, at that point it had been 7. So right. Yeah.
So, I mean, ridiculous. Basically, you've got to stop working, and so of course you had to have roommates.
So like Gina, we were talking with your friend Gina earlier, you know, was pointing out that a lot of people have to come across this the hard way. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what your story was, or were you already into the ideas of liberty before this felony situation?
No, I came into it the hard way. Also, I had some really great roommates in the past who'd been libertarians, but some of them had been kind of frustrated with trying to communicate the idea, so they were kind of harsh and rude in the way they spoke, and so I kind of pushed it off, and oh, my bleeding heart and all the poor people, and what are we going to do about them? And that was always my issue. And it wasn't until the police were at my door and I realized, wait a minute, but what if the people in power are not nice?
Wait, I'm one of the poor people and look how they treat me.
Right.
So
exactly.
What connected you from that experience of going through this horrifying system to Porkfest? How did you get from there to here?
I started looking up some YouTube videos that Pete Ayer of Cop Blocks had sent to me. He'd been keeping an eye on my prosecution. And so
he'd heard about your story.
Yeah, and he connected with me and started sending me stuff. Is that Free State Project? You got to go to Porkfest. You got to, you know, connect in with
them. So we get to talk you up as a recruit for Pete then.
Yes, absolutely.
Very nice.
Yeah, so, and then I ended up moving here.
Right, because you were ready to go. This was like right after your 16th month. You were
the day after I was let go, I was out the door.
And are you going to pursue midwifery here in New Hampshire?
I am working here as a midwife, although I'm doing other things as well. New Hampshire is not as free for midwives as I would like to see it be, although it is better in California.
I would like to talk about that. Can you stick with us for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe another segment here. Katie McCall is with us. Sistersinchains.org is her website. You can go learn more about her there. And also, you wrote a book called Tyranny of the Cubicle.
Yes.
Maybe we can we can touch on that too. But more coming up here with Katie, and maybe you've got a question as well. 855-450-FREE. She knows a thing or two about midwifery and apparently how criminal it can be. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves here as we're live from Pork Fest X. It's Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live here, toll-free number 855-453. That's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-453. That allows you to get in touch with us. You may bring up whatever you like, or if you've got a question specifically for the guest in the studio. The guest right now is Katie McCall, who is a midwife by trade, and almost went to prison for it out in California. So you can connect with us that way. You cannot connect with us on Skype tonight. As of tomorrow night, we'll be back on our regular Keene, New Hampshire studios. We'll have Skype back as an option for you. So only option tonight, 855, 450 free. Oops, sorry, Marco.
Here at Pork Fest, it's been a lot of food that I wouldn't normally eat in my life, but I've been taking this weight loss supplements called Axia 30, and I haven't changed the way I live one bit. And I've been losing weight. I've lost, I think, over 6 weeks. The last time I checked, it had been about 6 weeks, and I had lost 5 pounds. I'm pretty excited because I really didn't, I had no expectation that it would necessarily work. I just started taking it, didn't change anything, and it did. If you're looking to lose some weight, maybe it'll work for you. It's called Axia 30, and you get a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. It's from Chamonix. They specialize in making products that are all natural, and it doesn't have any of those weird stimulants in it. The number's 800-543-6613. Again, 800-543-6613. It's called Axia 30. And you right now can get a free month absolutely free with your order at 800-543-6613.
I'm going to mute my mic here. Katie McCall is with us. We're here at Porkfest X. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about this event, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And Katie, welcome back. Great to have you here for the first time, really, on Free Talk Live and as a guest in the studio. You made the move to New Hampshire just a couple of months ago, as soon as you got off of probation for a felony charge of practicing medicine without a license. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And part of the reason that I left was because if I continued to do what I'm trained to do, I would be facing another felony because they took away my license and told me that I can't ever work there again.
Right. So. You can't do what you love in the place where you were born.
Right.
So
yep.
You found out about the Free State Project from Pete Ayer from copblock.org, great friend of the show, and you got turned on to it, and now you're at Pork Fest. You're even bringing friends to Pork Fest. You
absolutely.
Must really like what you've experienced so far.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody should hear about liberty and these concepts.
Now, you mentioned that New Hampshire isn't perfect as far as midwifery is concerned, and I want to know more about that. You said it's better than California, and in a lot of ways, New Hampshire is better than a lot of places, which is one of the reasons why it was the destination that was chosen for the Free State Project. You know, there's already no income tax for personal income tax. There's no state sales tax. You know, there's a lot of reasons. There's 101 of them, in fact, at the Free State Project website at freestateproject.org, 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. But what is wrong? Because this is a project, and there are a lot of things that need to be changed for the better about New Hampshire. So what would you identify?
What's wrong is fundamentally wrong. And coming from, you know, the Hollywood area of Los Angeles, I'm very familiar with the idea of talent and pimping. And really, when you talk about licensure and you talk about certification, you're talking about someone who has talent or intelligence or some service or some commodity that the state wants to pimp. They want to take it. They want to make money off of it for themselves, even though they haven't done the hard work of developing that talent or that service. And so when you talk about medicine or midwifery or any of these things where they, you know, will certify or license medical providers, you're in essence involving the state and putting the state into, you know, the jurisdiction over somebody else's choices and body, you know, boundaries. So in the state of New Hampshire, while midwives are overseen by a council of midwives instead of a medical board, which is a good step, it's still a state in involvement. That means that ultimately the mother and her partner who are birthing their babies are not the ones who are getting to make the final decision in where and with whom they have their children. So as you know, somebody who is certified in the state of New Hampshire, in certain circumstances I'm being asked by the state to intervene and to tell the state about something the parents are doing, which is ridiculous.
Right, and you know, this whatever the steps are that this board of midwives could make that are currently working for the state of New Hampshire, they could do on their own. They could have the five midwife seal of approval that they could put on whatever midwives worked underneath them. If the seal was a valuable thing, if it gave information to the consumer, then people that wanted that seal of approval could certainly demand it in the same way that people see want a AFC mechanic or whatever it is that they might want, any seal of approval. Somebody wants some electronics, they make sure they get the UL logo on there. Make sure you get the UL logo on your electronics. So this is something that can be done without the intervention of the state. They don't need that. Any crime that a midwife might commit, is still a crime, mm-hmm. even if they commit it. So, I mean, it's just, you don't even need dissolution of the entire organization calling itself the state in order to have more freedom in the area of midwifery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to give an example, in Maine, which isn't too far from here, I mean, if you remove the boundary, I drive there in a couple of hours. In Maine, they have a law that says midwifery is not the practice of medicine and should not be legislated as such, which means ultimately it's viewed as just any other profession where, you know, the parents themselves are the ones making the decision, and there's a mutual commitment between the person they hire and themselves to come up with healthy choices for their
as
own
it
child.
Should be.
Yeah.
You know, as I understand it, New Hampshire doesn't have that many licensed professions, so mm-hmm. maybe we could see some sort of legislative repeal of that. Mm-hmm. Is it a felony also in New Hampshire to take someone's blood pressure?
No, it's not a felony to take someone's blood pressure, and as a matter of fact, in
that's an improvement, though.
Yes, in New Hampshire, if I had done what I did in California, I maybe, you know, would have gotten a slap on the wrist from the midwifery mm-hmm. council, and that's pretty much it.
Well, welcome to New Hampshire. It's great to have you here. You've also written a book, Tyranny of the Cubicle. We're on with Katie McCall from sistersinchains.org. That doesn't sound like it has anything to do with midwifery. What's the book about?
It does involve the prosecution. It basically goes through the process of me coming to the concepts of liberty. So mm-hmm. it traces the last, 7 years of that process. I really was more of a kind of socialist, I guess, in the beginning. I was
working for the corporate world? I mean, that's what the title invokes in me, is like, this is about, working for the man.
I wasn't, but what the story really talks about is how getting your name on somebody's list in the middle of a bureaucratic cubicle, how that can build in those files on people, kind of like we saw in Derek Jay's film, how you just start stacking up paperwork in the state, really
crushes you.
Yeah, it crushes you eventually. Eventually you get, your paperwork's in front of a judge and the file's so thick that they're not willing to look at the root, reason for why it's there to begin with, So
you're here now. You're obviously getting back on track with the things that you do, and I think that's mm-hmm. exciting, and looking forward to maybe having you on in the future.
Great.
Point.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thank
it, Katie.
You.
Katie McCall with us. We're going to go to Mark in Brazil. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey,
Mark in Brazil. Hey, man, go ahead.
Hey, I was calling actually partly to understand what's the understanding of what's been going on in Brazil. Is there anything up there in terms of coverage? You guys have any information?
Well, there's twofold problems with us having the information in Brazil. A, we probably wouldn't be getting very good reporting here in the United States, and B, we've been at Porkfest for a week. So
I really don't know what's going on in the world.
I hear some people are upset in Brazil.
Well, it's amazing, because I don't know what's been not, but just in short, the country is just decided to stand up and not take it anymore, so to speak. Just to give you an idea, I mean, Brazil is about as big as the continental U.S. It's about 200 million people. And two nights ago, after a week or so of protesting, there was about 75 different cities where there were protests, anywhere from 10 to hundreds of thousands of people, blocking highways, blocking avenues, occupying whole city blocks.
Do you know, Mark, what some of the protesters are looking for? What is the goal of the protests? If you don't mind, hang on. I'd like to get that information from you in moments. Brazil protests. We'll find out more about them here in moments. 855, 453, as we're live from Porkfest X.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program, the very final edition of Pork Fest X. It is the 2013 version of Pork Fest, and we've been here now for several years doing this program live. I believe this is our sixth year, Mark Edge.
I think it's seventh.
I don't think so, because okay. We didn't go in 2006. So, because we only went to Pork Fest after we had moved to New Hampshire. And I don't think that's usually how it works. Most people like to go to Pork Fest first, and then they can't not want to move to New Hampshire. I mean, if you don't want to move to New Hampshire after you've been here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then something is wrong, maybe with Pork Fest, because a lot of people are motivated to come here because they find out that, hey, it's pretty cool to actually have folks I can talk to about these ideas that don't look at me like I'm crazy for believing that people should leave each other alone rather than forcing individuals to live in a way that I might want them to, or how you might want them to. How about we just allow people to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else? And to me, that's what the ideas of liberty are all about. And it's so great to be around people that actually get those ideas. And former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson just now walking into the room. We'll have him on here in a little bit. But a different Johnson is here with us. This one is a Charles Johnson. Charles, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And you are of a couple different websites. One of them is radgeek.org.
.com.
Thank you, radgeek.com. And also, you are involved in C4SS, the Center for a Stateless Society. So this is not your first Pork Fest, is it?
Actually, it is my first Pork
Fest. Is it
really? Yeah. I've been trying to do this for several summers running, and Tennyson McCalla and Nick Ford have been desperately trying to get me to come up here for a while, and I finally managed to make it work.
So. How has it been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. I've been out here with Alliance for the Libertarian Left doing tabling with some of our literature about left-wing market anarchism.
Let's talk more about what you're up to here. We'll bring Mark back, though. He was on the line, and you were listening to his call when he was on earlier in our audience. Mark, you're back on. You're calling from Brazil. You're saying there are protests going on, major numbers of people getting out in the streets. How long has this been happening?
It's been for about a week, week and a half. Basically, it started. So there's an echo in the background there.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead.
So the short story is that Brazil is. Sorry, there's still an echo there.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know if there's anything I can do. We are not hearing you echo, so if you can, you know, like, put the phone away from your head or something and try to ignore it, I apologize about that.
Yeah. So anyway, Brazil's a country that's relatively poor but has pockets of first-world development. And the situation is that taxes are extremely high and the cost of government in Brazil is extremely high. And as a result, the poor and the middle class are really just, they've had it tough, and they've had it tough for a long time. And so it's been an undercurrent that's been going there for a while, but no one's ever done anything about it because Brazilians have just never had a habit of really getting up and doing anything about it. But more recently, some things sparked it, which was a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. They increased the bus fare in São Paulo and in Rio de Janeiro and a bunch of other cities by like 10 cents. And The students freaked out because that hits them pretty hard. This bus is being form of transport for lots of people. So they took to the streets immediately, and then people realized that, in fact, it wasn't just the bus fare anymore. They were just angry about everything. For example, the president of the Senate is like a three-time convicted felon of I don't know, sort of racketeering or corruption. The head of the Human Rights Commission is an evangelical pastor who gave people. It's one thing after another. And then on top of it, they've invested billions of dollars in stadiums for the World Cup. That are after the World Cup, many of them are going to be probably empty. At the same time, there are hospitals nearby where people can't even get attended by any doctor. So it suddenly blew up. Just suddenly blew up, and it's amazing because I've been in Brazil for almost like 15 years. I've never seen Brazilians do anything like this. And then suddenly just the country literally just decided all at once we're going to go hit the street. Like I said, we have avenues in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo blocked for the major part of the evening. The road in front of the governor's house is blocked now until Monday, and they won't leave. The main highway to São Paulo blocked. It's like cutting off the 405 in California or the Mass Pike, whatever you want in Cleveland. It's crazy. It's look, and it's hundreds of thousands of people in some places, some of the cities. It's just awesome. And I think it's a great example, and it would be something that everybody should be interested in looking into, wants to understand better what it can look like when people get together and do something.
Well, we know that once people are pushed far enough, they will take action. It's just unfortunate that it takes a whole lot of pushing for that to occur. What do you think, Mark, is going to be the end game here? I mean, what's likely to occur?
Yeah, well, it's tough. I think that a couple things. One is in a sense, people have decided finally that they're not going to put up with it anymore. And so I think that at least there's going to be much more scrutiny now when people are looking at who they're elect and what types of things they're going to support. That's just sort of a generic level. Hopefully what happens is the specific things that people ask for, one issue they already got, which they rolled back the bus fare increase. Great, whatever. That's not such a big thing. But if they could find a way, for example, to get the guy out of the president of the Senate, to get the guy off the Human Rights Commission, have a freeze on wage increase for politicians, these are the types of things that people are, when they put together a list of like a dozen things. If they can get action on that, great. But if not, I think that it's going to be trouble, at least in the near term. And I don't know where that's going to lead. I don't know.
Mark, thanks for your call tonight. Keep us in the loop with this story, and I appreciate hearing from you and the inside scoop there.
So, Charles Johnson, people taken to the street in Brazil, blocking roads, mass protests. Is this finally going to make democracy work there?
Well, so I think that this can have some significant positive effects. People power movements always can create a really powerful pushback on the state and begin to show some of the things that are wrong with state-dominated economic systems. But if democracy in this case means voting for political parties and changing out the sort of the folks in office,
I'm pretty sure that's what it means.
Then, yeah, I think that's the effects that it has on that are the least interesting possible effects that it could have, and are as we've seen actually. With sort of electoral democracy after the protests in Egypt, or to go back a few years after widespread protests in Argentina that repeatedly drove presidents from office, when it becomes a matter of like, you know, can we get us a better politician who's going to run the buses a little cheaper and a little better?
Finally, a better politician that'll run the buses cheaper.
rather than sort of focusing on structural fundamental change, then you get something that government tries very hard to return to the status quo. tempo very quickly. And what, you know, the real power that these grassroots movements have is when they disrupt the status quo and begin to shift the discussion towards changing the structure of power itself.
And disruption, it sounds like a bad word, but it's being used more and more in business mm-hmm. to indicate what it is that creates the change that we need to see for a new evolution. Disruption causes all these changes, you know, in the world, in the evolution, and everywhere that we see something better happen, something came along and disrupted whatever the status quo was.
Exactly. So the idea that to be disruptive is to be bad presumes that there's a status quo that was preferable.
Mm-hmm.
And if the status quo is fundamentally driving people against the wall, as you know, as I think the caller really ably discussed in Brazil, that people are sort of being nickeled and dimed and ratcheted until they can't take it anymore, then that's something that needs to be disrupted so that people can begin to create new, freer, different ways of interacting with each other.
So you're here from the Alliance of the Libertarian Left.
Mm-hmm.
What is a libertarian left versus, I mean, is there a libertarian right? What is this?
So thanks for asking. There are a few different ways that you can spell it out, and there's some history behind this, but really the quickest way to talk about it would be to think about the libertarian left is folks who are interested in trying to achieve a number of social goals traditionally associated with the social and cultural left, but through anti-statist means, so left-wing ends, libertarian means. And so that means that we think that it's important to take very seriously a number of concerns about economic exploitation, about social marginalization, whether on the basis of race, class, gender, sexuality, and to show a lot of concern for things like show concerns for gay liberation and for sort of the rights and the dignity of a lot of people.
Were you at Buzz's big gay dance party yesterday?
I was not. I had to turn in for the night.
It was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
He's thinking about a different party.
Oh. Apparently so.
All right.
Yeah, it was great.
You missed it apparently.
You know, definitely need to come to that next year. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds great.
And of course, the movement, the Liberty Movement, is fantastic for gay people. And there's a lot of misinformation, I think, out there about that. And I think Buzz's big gay dance party puts that all to rest. Charles Johnson, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live from C4SS.org. More coming up from Forkfest X.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from. Covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more, Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we're live from Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the northern portion of New Hampshire, the White Mountains. Beautiful Rogers Campground is the location, and not only are we surrounded by natural beauty, but we're also surrounded by, we don't know how many, probably well over 1,000 liberty-loving people who care about freedom so much that many of them have picked up their lives and have moved to New Hampshire in order to get active for more liberty in our lifetime, because they understand that, unfortunately, liberty-minded people are just spread too thin. Even though liberty's bigger than it ever has been, it's still not big enough to actually win any elections in most places, except New Hampshire, where Free State Project participants have been winning elections. We're in the room with one of them right now, Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, is watching the show. He is one of several people, many, to over a dozen, well over several dozen over the last few years, that have won elections to various different statewide offices and local offices. That's something the Libertarian Party just has dreamed of doing for many decades, but has never really been successful at pulling it off. So we'll talk to Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party as the presidential candidate from 2012. He's actually here.
The most vote-getter of any Libertarian presidential candidate
ever. That's true. Huge title to claim there. We're going to do that in just a few moments. But first,
Quantum Vibe. It's a science fiction webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. She has all kinds of adventures, both from the hazards of space and from human treachery, as she assists a mad scientist with a vision to help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. You can see the first 400 of these strips have been collected into a new book. It's called Quantum Vibe, Volume 1. Nicole, it's available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. But if you haven't read Quantum Vibe, go to QuantumVibe.com and enjoy this great free webcomic. There's a lot to read, and it goes on 5 days a week. So it's a real going concern. If you have read Quantum Vibe, get the book, support Scott Beezer's work, and enjoy it, holding it in your hand. It's quantumvibe.com. That's quantumvibe.com.
I was approached today while I was walking about the campsite. Bit of a rainy day in Lancaster, New Hampshire, but still nice and warm, comfortable, enjoyable day. And just, you know, as always, meeting people kind of on the roads as you're walking around, and I got to meet Jeffrey, and you actually introduced yourself, Jeffrey, and that's always nice to see, a very outgoing personality. You are clearly an active individual. And what was it that you were involved with? Something called Skeptical Youth. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Skeptical Youth is, I guess, my personal show, and its main goal in a nutshell is to bring philosophy to the youth, because the more critical thinking they are, the more freedom-oriented they are, the more peaceful they are, the more the peaceful critical thinking the future will be.
How did you get involved in these philosophies, in the liberty philosophy?
Well, it really was, I guess, searching through YouTube, I found out about Stefan Molyneux. And when I found out about Stefan Molyneux, I became an atheist, anarcho-capitalist, peaceful parent, all that kind of stuff. Really got into that kind of stuff. And unschooling.
So you weren't an atheist previously?
No, I wasn't.
What was your raising?
I was Christian.
Okay. So what did your parents think of that?
Of what?
Of you becoming an atheist. I mean, for God's sakes, your immortal soul is lost. I mean, this is the most important thing that happens in your life if you're a Christian, is that you're going to go to heaven. That's lost to you. You're going to burn in hell for the rest of your life. What'd your parents think?
Well, I guess my parents aren't that religious, though they are Christian. They're really, I guess, freedom-oriented and helping, I guess, letting me pursue my dreams.
Is that, are you here with them at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm actually with here with friends.
Well, that's pretty cool, because I think you told me you're only 15. Is that right?
Yes, I'm 15. I interned with Adam versus the Man for a month, and that's actually how I got over here in Virginia. And then I was hanging out with Cal Monte from Liberate RVA, and then I came here to Pork Fest. And then I'm going to stay with Dana Martin for 2 weeks after this.
So and that's a lot. It's a pretty busy schedule. So your parents are cool with you, obviously, leaving home. Where's home, by the way?
California.
Okay, so California, they are cool with you leaving California, going to D.C. to presumably live at Adam Kokesh's house. Mm-hmm. He's working out of his home, and now you're here at Pork Fest. How long has it been since you've been back at home?
I say about 2 months.
2 months, that's pretty cool. So have you ever done anything like that before in your life?
Well, I guess not too much, not to this extent. So it's been really awesome.
So tell me, Skeptical Youth, there's a Tumblr page, a Facebook, as I understand it, and a YouTube channel. You know, who else is involved? Is this just your project right now, or are there other
people?
Yeah,
for right now, it's just me. Though I'm actually organizing a group chat soon that I hope to publish, that's going to be a bunch of, I guess, young thinkers like me, and we're going to be discussing many philosophical subjects, such as volunteerism, the progress, and how children are treated.
But let me ask you this. So you've started this this website, Skeptical Youth.
And well, it's not a website. It's just those three.
So this
Tumblr,
concept,
Facebook,
this group, Skeptical Youth, that is you. And I guess you're using the idea of, you're marketing to the idea of skeptics. But you've mentioned peaceful parenting. I don't know too many skeptics that purport peaceful parenting. And so why are you using this term skeptic when the skeptics generally aren't peaceful parents and skeptics generally aren't anarcho-capitalists, which, of course, I consider to be a combination of the two worst terms in the English language are darn close.
Well, actually, I think that's a good point. I guess I don't really associate myself with the skeptic movement. I haven't really explored it at all. I don't know what they're about. But I just use skeptical in the term of just trying to be consistent with reason and evidence.
So you wouldn't believe everything you're told.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're suggesting.
It's a questioning mind.
So were you skeptical of atheism? I mean, you said that you changed from a Christian to an atheist, and I've done this too in my life. I'm no longer an atheist, however. But were there skeptical questions you asked when being introduced to atheism, or was it only that you were then becoming, questioning towards Christianity?
Well, it was, I guess, yeah. I mean, it's when you're trying to apply evidence and reason, I guess it's questioning both of the topics, trying to figure out which one is consistent. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I have been skeptical to both.
I think that generally a good tenet is to be skeptical, to question the things that one is exposed to in life, because a lot of them are illusion or illusory and filled with lies. So very good, Jeffrey. I'm really glad that you've come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. When did you arrive?
I arrived Wednesday night.
And how's it been for you? I mean,
it's been really awesome. I've been meeting a lot of people.
Have you ever experienced anything like this?
No, nothing at all.
And what do you think about the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people? And some of them are, you know, as you may know, Christians, atheists, Muslims, so a variety of folks, all within this umbrella of we love liberty. We just want everybody to be free to live how they want to. What do you think of the idea of concentrating those people in one area?
I think it's an interesting idea, especially, I guess it can be lonely and even, You just get beat up after being dealing with status and status over again. And though I think like liberty, it could definitely be anywhere you are. It's like expressing it and exploring it. And so I think trying a lot of ideas of creating a free market of ways to spread liberty, I think is the best way to do that, to create that competition and that discipline that the market provides.
Jeffrey, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Really appreciate you being on. You said you're going to be speaking at an event coming up, Rethinking Everything?
Yes, it's a Rethinking Everything conference. It's a unschooling conference, but there's also many other things. I'm just going to talk about many, many things. Just, as it says, rethinking many ideas. It's run by Dana Martin.
Oh, she's cool. We had her on our radio program, and I think she lives around here, too.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be staying with her.
Very cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. Dana Martin, of course, from the Life Rocks, I believe is her group. They put on a conference every year, and she's a radical unschooling advocate. Are you unschooled, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, I am.
How, have you always been unschooled?
No, I haven't. Actually, I was public schooled until the middle of seventh grade, mm-hmm. and then I was unschooled for about 2 years. And
that
I
had to be a big change.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what was that like for you? Because a lot of people are worried that, you know, you get out of public school and you're given this opportunity to just do anything you want. You're just going to play video games all day. What happened for you? What was your transition like?
Well, for me, I mean, I actually only became unschooled at the beginning of this year. Homeschooling is kind of different because it has a structured curriculum. And so, I mean, when I came from public school to homeschool, it's just like what the name says. It's schooling at home. And I still didn't like it. I still felt like I was being controlled and what I had to learn. And so it's really, I guess I haven't really been able to progress until I really got to unschool. I was able to learn what's valuable to me and progress pursue my passions.
And so besides doing Skeptical Youth, what other things are you interested in seeing, maybe as far as activism is concerned?
What do you mean?
I don't know, anything else that is interesting to you regards to the liberty activism scene?
I guess one of the main things I'm just looking at is looking at new ideas, trying to figure out which one the best, mm-hmm. you know, applying the, scientific method, and also how best is people changing to the consumer, trying to really get the consumer being the status, trying to best figure out what is the way to argue to them.
I think that, you're right, and that over time you will learn new best ways, and that whatever seems like the best way now may not be the best way in, 2 months from now. And one of the things that I learned is that arguing doesn't really work. So I want to have maybe a discussion with somebody, but I don't want to dig into a position on one side of the issue, lob verbal bombs at another person, then have them do the same thing back to me, and nobody actually is really communicating. They're just talking past each other. So I think that maybe persuasion is something that is better than argumentation. But Jeffrey, it's been great having you on Free Talk Live. Thanks
Thank
for
you
sitting
so much.
In here with us tonight from Port Fest X as we continue here live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Hour 3 next.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with Video-Cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video-Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at Video-Cam.com. That's Video-Cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video-Cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.